Hey everyone, Ivory Hart here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Today's topic is something I think we could all use a little more of. Building resilience through self-compassion and kindness. Because let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? We're all juggling a million things, work, relationships, personal goals, and sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. Ever felt like that? So how do we bounce back from the inevitable setbacks, disappointments, and even failures? Well, my friends, the answer lies in something we often forget. Treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the superpower of self-compassion and build your resilience like a boss. First up, recognize that you're human. Yeah, that's right, fallible, messy, wonderfully imperfect. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days, and sometimes life just plain sucks. It's not about avoiding those moments, it's about how we respond to them. Instead of beating ourselves up, which let's be honest, is a total waste of energy, try acknowledging your feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when you trip and stumble? Instead of berating ourselves, take a deep breath and say, okay, I tripped, time to get back up. Second, practice active self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about intentionally prioritizing your well-being in all areas of your life. It's about setting boundaries, saying no when you need to, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, and moving your body in ways that feel good. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty gas in a high-performance car, right? Treat yourself with the same respect by fueling your mind, body, and soul with goodness. Third, cultivate gratitude. Sounds simple, but trust me, this one is powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. When you focus on the positive, it shifts your perspective and helps build resilience against negativity. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always have your back, who lift you up when you're down, and who celebrate your successes. Those are the gems, hold onto them tight. Conversely, distance yourself from toxic relationships that drain your energy and bring you down. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who uplift and inspire you. And finally, embrace imperfection. This is a big one, folks. Life isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically, learning from our mistakes, and growing along the way. Be kind to yourself in the process, because remember, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. Now let me paint you a picture. You're at work, facing a challenging deadline, feeling overwhelmed and stressed. You start to spiral into negative thoughts, I'm not good enough, this is too much, I'm going to fail. But wait, pause. You remember these Stoic principles. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the stress without judgment, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. You break down the task into smaller, manageable steps, focusing on one thing at a time. You reach out to a colleague for support, reminding yourself that you're not alone in this. And even if things don't go perfectly, you give yourself credit for trying your best and learn from the experience. See? Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up, it's about having the strength to be kind to yourself even when things get tough. It's about showing up for yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a loved one. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Recognize your humanity, practice self-care, cultivate gratitude, surround yourself with supportive people, and embrace imperfection. Go out there, build your resilience, and show the world what true strength looks like. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of self-compassion today, and let me know in the comments how you're practicing self-kindness in your daily life. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.